The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. For the next hour, lots of information that you can use to support your good health. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and today we have a very special guest joining us. We have Tim Mount, and Tim is the Director of Education for NeoCell. And many of our listeners may have seen NeoCell products in the health food stores. NeoCell specializes in collagen products, and Tim Mount is the Director of Education and is a certified clinical nutritionist as well as a certified master herbalist. And so for the next hour, we'll be able to access all of that great information that Tim Mount has to share with us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
Our pleasure, and it is an area that I think more and more people are discovering that they really need to know about collagen. They really need to know about how is the very, very best way to take collagen and actually experience the benefits of it. So we know that collagen is really, really important for our joints, really important as an overall anti-aging supplement, because all those wrinkles and creases and maybe not so firm skin that we begin to experience as we age, that very much depends on collagen in order to be maintained properly. So joint support, bone health, and anti-aging beauty. So Tim, over the years of you being the educator, tell us which is the area that you are asked about most frequently.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people begin taking collagen supplements for beauty benefits. A lot of times people want that firmer, younger, softer looking skin. But then the comment that I almost always get is, I feel so much better on the inside. My joints feel better. I feel less inflamed. There's less pain, that they continue taking the supplement because of how they feel internally. And it's almost like the beauty benefits become a secondary nice side effect of the collagen.
So beauty benefits, that's the number one thing that people ask you about. And so there are different forms of collagen. And would you choose different types of collagen for different purposes?
Yeah, there are a number of different types of collagen within the body. The main types that make up most of the body's collagen are types 1 and 3. You could think of that almost as the same thing. 1 and 3 are almost identical under the microscope. There is another very popular one, type 2, but that is only found in cartilage. So if somebody were looking for skin, hair, or nail benefits, type 1 and 3 is definitely the one that they want, because that's what makes up 75% of the skin. If you're trying to help with joint support, it gets a little bit confusing, because 1 and 3 also helps with joints, and type 2 helps with joints, a different area, the cartilage. But for anybody looking for beauty benefits, for that wrinkle reduction, types 1 and 3 are the way to go.
Hi, this is Dr. Slavin. My interest in collagen stems from what Linus Pauling said about his theory of coronary artery disease, and that it's a result of a lack of collagen in the blood vessels that allows microtrauma and then the deposition of plaque. Will this type of collagen also help the blood vessels?
Yeah, we have a number of cardiovascular studies, and I actually subscribe to that same theory of the cardiovascular system. The microscopic cuts on the inside of the wall of the vein or artery, which then leads to deposits. Basically, what's being cut there is collagen. So collagen 1 and 3 makes up the inner circle of that vein and artery, and it gives the vein and artery the strength to hold the pressure from the blood. Well, if that gets cut on the inside, that's a major deal for the body. Basically, our vessel would explode. So we have to patch that in order to make sure, you know, our circulation system is working properly. So collagen is definitely important. The way that collagen supplements work, it's not just a building block. So if we take a supplement, it's not like the collagen from our digestive tract gets into the blood vessel and then repairs it directly. What collagen supplements do is they stimulate the cells that produce new collagen. Therefore, those cells deposit it and repair that tissue. So if you have those microscopic cuts, it's important to stimulate collagen production as much as possible so you can heal the inside of that vessel and make sure that you have a good circulation system.
So then I would think that you would need the other building blocks of collagen to be present in your diet in order to successfully manufacture collagen in your body.
Yeah, so when the cells are producing these new tissues made of collagen, the cell within can synthesize and put together most of the amino acids. Now, of course, there are some essential amino acids that we need to get from our diet. That can be obtained from any source, plant or animal source. So as long as we have some of those building blocks somewhere else in our diet, that's totally fine. The magic of collagen supplements is they contain an amino acid called hydroxyproline that is almost never found throughout the entire animal and plant kingdom. Hydroxyproline stimulates the cells that produce new collagen to work faster and therefore rebuild our tissues. So once the cell is stimulated by that hydroxyproline, then it will look for the other amino acids from our diet to synthesize and completely construct the new collagen tissue.
And I guess with this conversation, it's important for our listeners to know what they're doing that's interfering with their body's production of collagen.
Sure. Well, unfortunately, we all go through the same problem, whether we're human or any other type of animal on Earth, as far as we know. Collagen production declines as we age. Basically, the cells that are producing collagen stop working as quickly. The reason for this gets a little bit technical, but basically they need to be stimulated by the broken down collagen that's found within our body. So basically we have collagen. It begins to mature and then break down through a natural process. Our body just turns over every 8 to 11 years. And during this turnover, little fragments of collagen then break off and stimulate the cells. So what happens is, and I'm hoping I'm explaining this well enough, we have some of these fragments that are stimulating cells, but they begin to get lost after the age of 25. Some of those fragments leach out of our body. Therefore, our cells aren't stimulated as much, and they don't produce collagen as quickly. The average is 1.5% per year loss of collagen production after the age of 25. You could think of it as 15% per decade. Now, because they're not rebuilding collagen as quickly, our tissues aren't being rebuilt, and therefore we're very much degrading from the inside. Our tissues are breaking down. That's why we see a lot of these aging signs and symptoms, the wrinkling of the skin, the weakening of the bones and joints. So what collagen supplements do basically is stimulate those cells by replacing the lost fragments. That helps to rebuild our tissues and therefore reverse that breakdown of the collagen.
Well, specifically, though, people should avoid smoking. Smoking is going to create serious issues with collagen.
And don't you see, Dr. Slavin, when you look at someone's face, kind of the tone of the skin, the color of the skin, and very, very much the creases, you can pretty well identify a current smoker or someone who has, been a smoker.
But the other common substance that has a negative effect on collagen is also sugar. We've talked about all the dangers of sugar, and this is just one more to add to the list.
Yeah, so what happens basically is that there's this normal slowdown of collagen production that every single person on Earth goes through. So whether we decide to do something different in our life, whether we decide to smoke or not to smoke, depending, it doesn't matter what we eat in our diet, we're all going to experience this slowdown in collagen production. So really, a supplement is appropriate for every single person on Earth. However, that 1.5% drop in collagen production can be accelerated. A person could decide to eat too much sugar. There's a process called glycation that occurs within the body. When there's too much sugar, it will destroy protein. The main protein that it destroys is collagen. Therefore, sugar can directly lead to the breakdown of collagen and the signs of aging. If you're smoking or if you're drinking a lot of alcohol and you have a high load of toxins, or if you're doing things that produce excess free radicals, that all breaks down collagen as well. So all of those behaviors, all those decisions in life will accelerate that aging process beyond what we're normally experiencing.
So an accelerated aging process is what we are all about avoiding here on Natural Doc Radio. The idea that we understand what are the things that are very, very likely on a regular basis in our daily routines that minimize the support of healthy collagen, healthy skin, minimize the activity of negatives in our diet. And that's what we're going to be talking about with Tim Mount, our special guest, who is the Director of Education for NeoCell, as well as a certified clinical nutritionist and a certified master herbalist. So stay tuned. We'll be back with more with Tim Mount. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. Or amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest today, Tim Mount. And the discussion has to do with collagen. And there are so many different uses of collagen, so many different types of collagen. So you want to make sure that you're using the correct type for the specific outcome that you're looking for. Tim, if you would, let's go over some of the choices, dietary choices, and lifestyle choices that people might be making that will be very negative with regard to their overall collagen content in their bodies and essentially how their bodies are aging.
Sure. Well, the first thing that I say is sugar. Sugar in excess is very damaging to the body. Once we have too much blood sugar in our bloodstream, it can become oxidized. There's a process called glycation that occurs. Glycation is basically when oxidized sugar attaches to or comes in contact with a protein, and then it destroys it. It breaks the links of protein and therefore can damage our tissues from the inside. That's a major problem, especially because it targets collagen. Collagen is the second most abundant substance in our body. Water is number one, collagen is number two. Every single tissue in our body is dependent on collagen except for our brain and our nerves. So when you think about it, your cardiovascular system, your joints, right? Anything that has a capsule around it. So we have kind of that white stuff surrounding the cavities and the organs of our body. All of that white stuff is collagen. So if you have glycation occurring, that will break down your entire body from head to toe, and it creates serious problems because without collagen, your body cannot function correctly. And an easy way to understand this is your ligaments and your tendons are almost 100% collagen, over 86% collagen. Now, if you, say, twist your ankle, since you're damaging your ligament and your tendon, you are damaging your collagen, and therefore you can't walk on your foot because your ankle hurts too bad. Mechanically, your body can't function. So even at this microscopic level, when you're ingesting too much sugar, you're going to be breaking that collagen down throughout your body and slowly degrading yourself from the inside. So I would say that's probably the number one thing that I caution people is to limit the amount of sugar, because historically we have never eaten this much sugar or carbohydrates in our diet throughout the history of humanity. We are way, way, way overboard on carbohydrates, the breads, pastas, rices. It's not just the sugary desserts. It's any of those concentrated carbohydrates.
What did you have in mind when you said concentrated carbohydrates besides sugar?
Well, so anything produced by a grain, I would say rice, bread, and pasta are the three big ones, and that includes even just like eating sandwiches or having toast for breakfast. For the most part, humans have grown up, developed on plants and proteins, for the most part, some fats and nuts and things like that. It was only when the societies began to really explode, the population exploded, that we needed a cheap source of calories in order to feed our population. The invention was agriculture and developing things like the wheat plant or the rice plant in order to sustain us as a society. Now, because our body wasn't used to that much sugar, it didn't have they're called compensatory mechanisms. we didn't have a way to deal with excess sugar in our bloodstream because basically it never occurred throughout our history. So any of these kind of agricultural grains will be spiking our blood sugar and therefore causing this glycation process to occur.
So maybe you hit on the approach to get people to change their diet a little bit, because when I tell them it's going to make them healthy and live longer, that doesn't get their attention. But if you tell them that they're going to stay better looking longer, maybe that's what it takes to get people to modify their diet.
You know, it's funny. That's one of the reasons why I say people start taking it for beauty benefits, because, hey, everybody wants to look good. We live in a Hollywood society, right? But they continue to take it because they feel so much better and they know that it's doing good things internally. My mother, who is 67 years old, was unfortunately recently diagnosed with osteoporosis, which is very common for her age. And I, being the director of a collagen company, have been trying to get her to take collagen because it's essential for bone health. And I have shown her all of the studies on osteoporosis and osteopenia. She has never once picked up a bottle. She happened to take a couple weeks worth of supplements and noticed that her fingernails started growing faster. She called me up one day and said, "Tim, my fingernails look amazing. I'm going to keep taking that product." And I say, "Oh my goodness, you know, it's been years that I've been trying to help you with bone health, and then your fingernails grow, and that's when you decide that you're going to start taking it." It just kind of is a good example as to where people are looking for benefits. They can see the beauty benefits and they go, "Hey, that stuff really is working." And then it's almost a secondary benefit at first for that internal health, for that bone and joint health, for our organs and tissues. So I don't fault anybody, whatever reason it is that they need to take it and feel as though it's doing something for their life. Collagen supplements are going to be affecting their whole body, regardless of what the benefit is they're looking for. It will help the bones and joints and skin all at the same time.
I would presume that taking it before you have a problem makes sense.
Yeah, prevention is always the best way to approach health, huh? You don't want to wait for that straw to break the camel's back and then try to put the pieces back together. It's always the best idea to take collagen early rather than late. So after the age of 25, collagen production slows down. So we could think that early 20s to late 20s would be a good time to start. And at any point in somebody's life, they can start taking collagen supplements. Basically, it's going to affect the cells that are producing collagen to work faster. And so maybe you've lost 15% of your collagen production. Well, if you take a collagen supplement, you can boost that back up, and it's never too late to start rebuilding those tissues from the inside. So I just encourage people listening, whenever you get a chance, definitely try it out. The fingernail thing is usually the first thing people notice for it to start working on. Your nails will start growing faster. They're going to be stronger. They're going to be more flexible. You might notice it with hair, too. After a couple of months, your skin will start looking better. But it's really the internal benefits that, as a health professional, I'm most interested in, keeping those organs healthy, because really organs are what sustain life. The outward appearance is really just a reflection of how your internal state is, how healthy you are internally. So we always talk about beauty from within, and that's the best way to judge your real health. The outside reflects the inside.
So you might decide to take collagen because you have osteoarthritis, and as a side effect, your face will start to look better. But when we come back, we're coming up on a break in a couple more minutes. Here's the dilemma that we all experience when we're trying to decide on a type of collagen to use. Because there are so many out there, and you read the studies, and then some studies say it works, other studies say it don't, but they never say what product they used when they did the study, or sometimes when they want to show that a product doesn't work, they don't give enough of it. So all these factors, and maybe you can address that my observation there.
Yeah, sure. We do notice that. The company that I work for did its own clinical human study, double-blind, placebo-controlled, at our particular dosage, because we know that that's a very real concern with people. You don't know what they're using and how much they're using, and really time frame, how long somebody is taking the collagen supplement. It also affects that, because collagen generally takes about a month to kind of kick in and rebuild enough tissue for it to be observable. So one thing that I would say is look for a clinically proven call out on a label, so you can actually go to a study and know that that dosage, that it's called hydrolyzing collagen, that hydrolyzation size is the correct size that's bioactive within the body. Generally, I would say any supplement in collagen must be in the thousands of milligrams. 2,000 to 6,000 milligrams is the kind of average dosage for these studies. So if you're only in the hundreds of milligrams, that's not enough. It's not going to be affecting enough cells to rebuild tissues internally.
You know, sometimes I tell a patient when they ask me which product, and if I'm not familiar with it, I'll normally say you just have to try it to see if it works. If someone were to try a collagen product, how long should they give it to make the determination whether it's helping them or not?
Well, just as kind of a way to think about it, you're trying to rebuild skin internally if you're looking for anti-aging, say, wrinkle reduction benefits. If you cut your skin, 75% of the skin is made of collagen, you're not cutting individual cells. When you cut your skin, you're cutting the length of collagen in that skin. And to heal the skin, you need to heal the length of collagen back together. Well, how long does a cut take to heal? A few weeks if it's a superficial one, maybe a few months if it's very deep. That's generally the same rate of rebuilding for, say, wrinkle reduction. So you would want to wait at least a month, if not 2 to 3 months, because collagen does repair itself at a certain rate. Same thing with joints and a joint injury. How long does it take an ankle to heal if you twist it? I don't know, a few weeks to a couple of months. So give it at least one bottle, usually two, to start seeing those initial benefits, and then judge it after that. 2 to 3 bottles is a good rule of thumb.
Are there any substances that, when combined with the collagen formula, create a more effective utilization within the body of the collagen that you're consuming? That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. And when we come back, we'll get to that question. Our special guest today, Tim Mount, and we're talking about collagen. Stay tuned, more to come.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard, just west of the Florida Turnpike, or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest, Tim Mount, certified clinical nutritionist and certified master herbalist. And we're talking about all of the benefits of collagen. And so, Tim, just before the break, I was asking you, what are some of the support nutrients that might be used in a combination product? And what do you suggest? Do you suggest just taking a straight collagen product? Do you suggest a mixture? Are there different uses for those different types of products?
Yeah, there are a number of very important co-nutrients when it comes to collagen. Vitamin C is probably the most important, even though it's a very common nutrient. Most people are familiar with vitamin C. It's still extremely important. If people know what scurvy is basically a deficiency in vitamin C. Seafaring people and pirates used to not eat very much fresh fruit or vegetables, so they would come back with scurvy, a vitamin C deficiency that's only found in those foods, and they would have open sores on their skin, their joints and bones would fall apart, their teeth would fall out, and eventually they would die. Now, they didn't know it was a vitamin C deficiency, and everybody really associates vitamin C deficiency with those symptoms. In reality, vitamin C is the vitamin that is involved in the production of collagen, and it holds collagen together in the body. It's part of the glue that holds collagen together. So if you're deficient in vitamin C, your collagen fibers begin to disintegrate and fray and break. And, of course, if 75% of the skin is made of collagen and all of those fibers begin to break, you get those open sores. Collagen holds teeth into the mouth and the gums, so therefore teeth fall out. All of this is due to a vitamin C deficiency, but it's really a collagen problem. So we put vitamin C in a lot of our products. People can eat high vitamin C foods, red bell peppers, citrus fruits. They could take a vitamin C supplement. As long as they're not deficient, that's going to be the key, because you want to keep your collagen production working at optimal levels. I would say the other product is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is collagen's best friend, we like to say. There are fibers of collagen, much like thread in, say, a wool sweater, that are woven together within your tissues. The hyaluronic acid attaches to those threads kind of like grapes on a grapevine. Well, as you lose collagen throughout your lifetime, you also lose hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is, its main purpose is to hydrate the body. So the number one substance in the body is water. Number two is collagen. If you take hyaluronic acid, you're going to be hydrating your tissues. And then if you take collagen, you're going to be rebuilding the structure of those tissues. So it's a great co-nutrient to include at the same time, so you can affect the number one and two substances in the body and therefore have full total body health for all of your tissues. It's really dramatically going to help out. When it comes to what type of supplement somebody wants to take, they might just want to take collagen because it's very effective on its own. Collagen started back in 1986 with the first product ever. 30 years later, it is still exploding and gaining popularity because it continues to work very well for people. If you want to combine vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, or other nutrients, that's great. It might be more of a price determination for some people because it does cost more to put other supplements, nutrients into that supplement. So it really just kind of depends on the person, their financial capability. I say start with collagen. Add in the vitamin C and hyaluronic acid secondarily, and that's going to be the best way to go.
I'm looking online at a collagen product, and says, among other things, three things: repairs ligaments and tendons. I think we can understand that. It thickens hair, strengthens nails, promotes healthy skin. The third thing it mentions here, it helps with weight control. I was wondering what the mechanism there is.
Well, weight control is kind of a secondary benefit. Collagen, when you take it as a supplement, it was compared to whey protein, soy protein, and then I think there is one other protein. I think it was maybe casein. The study showed that when you take collagen, it satiates hunger better than any other protein. So when they were comparing these different diets and people were eating more collagen or taking a collagen supplement, they consumed less calories and therefore lost weight naturally. So it's not like it's suppressing appetite or causing your body to expend more energy like a thermogenic might because it revs your body up and you get all jittery. It's really kind of a natural way. Your body loses weight because you're just not eating as much. You feel fuller for longer, and so it ends up tightening your body up. Another kind of cool benefit is collagen helps. We talk about it being a body sculptor. So if somebody is losing weight, they might have excess skin. Well, the skin, the sagging skin, is mostly made of collagen that's kind of looser on the body. If you take a collagen supplement, it will rebuild itself faster and hold tighter to the body. So even if you're losing weight, you can sculpt the body, you can keep that skin tight, and you visually will look better because you won't have as much sagging skin as well.
As important as this product is for your joints, for your blood vessels, I think when you talk about weight loss and reducing sagging skin, I think that's what's getting everybody's attention.
It's all those secondary benefits that we're going to love. But first of all, we're going to look good. One of the things that I saw as a benefit for using collagen supplementation was teeth and gums. And I think, again, you know, we're talking about 25 years, the collagen production begins to decline, collagen content declines, 50 years old. I see a lot of clients who are dealing with periodontal disease. And is there any information you can share with us, Tim, that focuses on periodontal and oral health?
Yeah, sure. Well, of course, as we age, if our bones are made of collagen, 36% of our bones, and a very important 36%, because it's what gives bone flexibility and its ability to absorb shock. So if you fall down, you're less likely to break your hip. If you're 25 as opposed to 95, because the collagen will absorb the shock when you're younger. If it's absent, if it's not there in the bone, then it won't absorb that shock. Well, as part of this degradation of collagen within the bone, bones and jaw bones will kind of degrade. They will get smaller, and they will be able to hold less. So the collagen will directly affect all of the structure, the bones within the face and the mouth, as they begin to very literally wither away. Also, collagen is 86% of ligaments. There is a ligament called the periodontal ligament that holds teeth into the mouth. And if that's made of collagen and you don't have as much collagen, teeth are going to be much more likely to fall out. Also, what happens in that instance when those ligaments begin to stretch and are gone, pockets occur around the root of the tissue. The gums have a lot of collagen in them, and those gums begin to separate from the tooth, and they almost create little houses for bacteria to live in. That bacteria then eats away at the teeth. It can cause any sort of, you know, disease that you want to talk about as far as tooth decay, jaw and bone decay, gum decay, and inflammation and pain. So if somebody wants to retain their teeth, collagen is absolutely essential because it's what's holding everything together. Collagen, its root word is Greek, and it means glue. That's how it's translated. So it's the glue that holds your body together. So anything that's falling out, sagging, or thinning is all related to this collagen decline as we age, and a supplement can help reverse that.
Okay, here's an interesting question. We're talking about collagen. What's the source of the collagen?
Very important.
It's a very common question that we get. Collagen is only found in the animal kingdom. It's not found in plants. Cellulose gives plant structure. Collagen gives animals structure. So there's kind of some several very common sources. Cattle or cows are the most popular because they're mammals like us, and therefore they have a very similar makeup of their body. So as part of the butchering process for meat production, the hide, the skin, is left over. And so that can be turned into leather, and a lot of times it's discarded. You can also extract the collagen from that. You purify it, and then you put it through a hydrolysation process, which is basically pre-digestion. It breaks the collagen down into an absorbable form. So any supplement does need to be in a hydrolyzed form for it to be effective. So bovine cow hide is going to be the most popular one, and I think the most effective. There are some alternative sources, like fish. Pig is another one. There is type 2 that comes from chicken. So it kind of depends upon the animal and what type of collagen it is as far as what's in the supplement. But our company focuses mostly on the bovine because it's the best researched and it's the purest and the easiest to obtain, so we can keep the prices lower.
What about people who might be putting collagen powder in their protein shake in the morning, or possibly taking their collagen formulation in capsules with their protein shake in the morning? Are those two mutually supportive, or should you separate them? And once again, that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. And when we come back, more information about collagen from our special guest, Tim Mao. Stay tuned. Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest, Tim Mount, and we are talking about collagen. And I wanted to know if combining the collagen supplement with your protein shake in the morning might negate the optimized effects that you could expect from the collagen. Tim?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And there is some misunderstanding, I want to say, about collagen and what you can take it with. So fruits and vegetables are totally fine. Other supplements are totally fine as well. We do caution people not to take it with large amounts of protein because collagen itself is a protein. And if you remember back in the earlier segment, I spoke about a very unique amino acid called hydroxyproline. Now, this very unique amino acid in collagen needs to be in a high enough concentration, and the body recognizes it in the bloodstream, and the body is so infinitely smart, it brings it to the cells and the tissues that need that in order to stimulate collagen production. Now, if the hydroxyproline is combined with a huge amount of other amino acids from, say, a steak dinner or a protein shake, to some degree, it will dilute the amount of hydroxyproline or reduce the body's ability to identify that and then use it for what it's intended for. So they've done some kind of cool studies where they see where the hydroxyproline goes, the collagen supplement goes in the body, and they found that it isn't dispersed throughout the body as effectively as you take it with other proteins. So we usually say first thing in the morning, last thing at night is going to be the best way to do it. Anytime you're hungry, that's also a good time to take your collagen supplement. Or if you're just eating fruits and vegetables. You know, if you wake up, you take your collagen, you brush your teeth, you take a shower, and then you're ready for breakfast, that should be plenty of time, half an hour to an hour away from another protein meal, and you should be good to go.
I'm just, as we're talking, I'm browsing the internet, and a thought came to my mind. People with varicose veins, would this product be helpful as well?
Yeah, that's one that we don't usually talk about, but it's a very real benefit that somebody can get. Basically, the difference between, say, a baby's skin and a person that's 100 years old. If you look at, say, the back of their skin on their hand will be dramatically different. The baby's will be soft and plump because it contains an abundance of collagen. A 100-year-old, it will be paper thin, and you're going to be able to see through it, including those veins. Now, collagen makes up 75% of the skin. And so you can think of a plump skin having veins running through and arteries running through that plump skin. From the outside, you're not going to be able to see those veins because the collagen really will be covering it up. Now, as you lose collagen and that skin gets thinner, the veins begin to come towards the surface. They're more visible because there's no collagen showing it, and therefore varicose veins or any of those veins that you can see in the body are more apparent. So by taking a collagen supplement, you begin to rebuild the skin tissue. You cover up those veins and arteries within the skin with more collagen, and they become less apparent.
But what? Not just the appearance of the varicose veins. They also, they're dilated blood vessels. There's a strength. I guess it would strengthen the veins and make you less prone, not only to the big varicose veins, but for the little spider veins that people complain a lot about.
Yeah. So collagen is the inner wall of the vein or the artery, and then the outer wall is elastin. It's another type of protein. And you can imagine something named elastin is a bit more elastic. Well, collagen, if it declines throughout your lifetime, the inner wall of those veins get thinner. And therefore, because collagen is what holds the vein tight together and can resist the pressure, the blood pressure of the blood coming through that vein, if it's thinner, the blood pressure will push it open more. It will dilate it more. That blood vein, the vessel will expand. And then really it's only elastin, which is very elastic, that's going to be left on the outside. So by building up the stores of collagen within the body, you can help to keep those veins and arteries very tight. So about 60% of that vein and artery is made of collagen. So it's a very important nutrient for that cardiovascular system.
So heart function, circulation, the health of your blood vessels, it seems as though all of the different aspects of collagen play not only a critical role with looking good and having healthy skin, healthy bones, but your heart and circulatory system very, very much supported. So for people who might have heart issues, when you think about it, supporting the health of the blood vessels so the blood travels through the body with greater ease, that takes a little bit of stress off the heart. Taking that stress off the heart translates, in my opinion, into an anti-aging benefit. What do you think about that? That taking the stress off the heart.
Well, I'm not sure how you.
Very, very good point, and not only just the stress off of the heart and allowing those blood vessels to be clean and clear, because as we spoke about earlier, if collagen is damaged, then it can increase things like the bad cholesterol within the blood vessel or the artery. So all of that is really directly related to collagen. There are a number of studies that show a benefit and reduce the risk factors of cardiovascular disease and heart attack. Anybody that's interested in seeing any of these studies is welcome to write into our company. We've compiled over 100 studies on collagen and the various conditions, and we're happy to email that to them, info@neocell.com, info@neocell.com, and we're happy to send that. It's totally unbiased. This all comes from PubMed.
I talk to people all the time when they're concerned about their cholesterol levels, and particularly because they've had their physician shake his finger at them and say, your LDL cholesterol is way too high. And I tell them that their LDL cholesterol is very high because it's being produced by the body in response to inflammation in different areas of the circulatory system. So by maintaining that intima lining with collagen, then you reduce the potential for damage to the blood vessel, and ultimately you're reducing overall inflammatory processes within the circulatory system, and that in and of itself will move people toward a more balanced HDL-LDL cholesterol level. Do you have a comment on that, Tim?
Yeah, there have been some preliminary studies on that. Obviously, we're always careful as a company to talk about specific medical conditions, but one of the most interesting studies that I read was about systemic and local inflammation. So locally, if you injure a tissue, if you twist your ankle or you hurt your knee, collagen as a supplement can reduce inflammation. But they also measured it systemically, and that includes the cardiovascular system. And they showed that collagen supplements will not only reduce pain, but also inflammation on a systemic level. And that reason that you just described is exactly it. Now, if you think about your ankle being twisted, what happens? It hurts, and it becomes inflamed and swollen. Well, when you repair that tissue, you heal the ligaments and tendons that are damaged, the pain and inflammation naturally go away. Well, what is a ligament and tendon made of? Collagen, of course. So the same thing applies within the body. If you have damaged tissue that is collagen and you can repair that, pain and inflammation naturally go away because they're not needed anymore, because that tissue isn't damaged, just like the ankle that healed and the pain and inflammation went away. So a very nice benefit, and that's one of the reasons why people feel better internally, because that kind of crazy, achy, painful feeling begins to be reduced and hopefully goes away eventually when they're taking that collagen supplement.
I hate that creaky, achy feeling. So anything that's going to move a body away from creaky and achy, I'm all for. Tim, once again, would you please give our listeners the address that they can visit in order to access the research studies you mentioned?
Yeah, it's our website email address. So it's info, like information, I-N-F-O, at NeoCell, NeoCell.com, info at NeoCell.com. We'd be happy to email that to them.
And Tim, thank you so much for spending the hour with us. I'm sure our listeners have come away very, very nicely informed about reducing inflammation, enhancing their appearance, and getting rid of that creaky, achy feeling. And to all of our listeners, you've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and we will be back tomorrow morning at 10. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.